Welcome to Vintage Harleys Revived. I'm Old School, and today we're going to replace this Kian carburetor on this 94 Softail with a Chinese knockoff. Will it work? Let's find out together. So here's the scoop. This is my 1994 Softail, and I'm having trouble with the carburetor. No matter what adjustment I make to it, no matter the jets I put in it, I cannot get this bike to run right. I've had it for three seasons, more, four seasons, and no matter what I do, I'm having performance issues with this carburetor. The bike's got 70,000 miles on it, more or less. I think it's just wore out. So I started looking for some options. First option was a used carb. I'm gonna have the same problem. I buy a used carb from eBay. Second option was go to the Harley-Davidson dealer and buy a new Kian carb, $709. $709, that's what I said. Ah! So, next option, yeah, you guessed it. Amazon, $59 Chinese knockoff carburetor. Hard to tell the difference. And it came with an assortment of jets, two fuel filters, fuel pipe, drain pipe, and two Vickman spark plugs, which I'm sure will be completely reliable. We'll throw these in the saddlebags just in case we're out on the road somewhere. Now, if you take a quick look here, it's hard to tell the difference, okay? This one says Harley Davidson. It's got the Harley shield on it. There's a plastic inlet. Here's a steel one. But you start flipping these around, and I have. It's hard to tell the difference. They look like they came from the same factory. The only real difference I can find is how this accelerator pump is made right there. So on the surface, it doesn't look too bad. Now there's some additional things we need with this. I went ahead and got the throttle cable, so we put a new one of those in. That was $15. This was $15. This is an idle air mixture screw that you can use with just your fingers instead of having a screwdriver if you're, say, out on the road and need to make an adjustment, or if like you're riding into the mountains and you need to make an adjustment so the bike will run better at higher altitude. You can do it with your fingers. All in, $89 versus $709. I think it's worth a try. And the way we're gonna start, first we're gonna take the carburetor off of this Softail. So we've got the old Kian carburetor here, the Chinese knockoff here. We'll take this one apart, then we'll do the same with this one, and we'll compare the two, see what jets are in this one, and see if they'll fit in that one. And if not, so I've been working on these old bikes for quite some time, and about a guarantee when you get an old Harley Davidson is that these screws on the bottom of this float bowl are going to be stripped out. Number one is use a new screwdriver that fits, a new Phillips screwdriver that fits. Doesn't even matter if it's a Harbor Freight, which is what I'm using. As long as it's new, it might get it out of there. Second thing you can do is get yourself a really small pair of vice grips. I've got a pair that are about that long, and the jaws are so small that they will grip on that screw, and you can turn it just enough to break it loose, and it will. And then you can take it out even with a strip screw. And that's saving you hours of learning, because I had hours of trying to grind slots in them and use a slotted screwdriver and all kinds of stuff, which you can do, but it's not very easy. So this will come right off like that. Okay. You can see here's the float in this carburetor. Okay. And right here is the jet. here, and you can see it's broke, like somebody was grinding on it or something. The idle adjustment screw right there. So now let's take this one apart. The key here, working on carburetors, is don't lose the parts, number one. If you are somebody who can't remember how things go together very good, take pictures as you go. That's one of the advantages of having a cell phone. We used to use a Polaroid back in the day, but that was expensive, but that was the only way we had to do it. Now we can take as many pictures as we want. It doesn't cost us anything more than $1,000 for the camera. All right, I'm kind of curious here what we're going to come up with. See all that green gook on this one? I tell you why that happens. It's not just bad gas, because I don't think the gas in this one's bad. So let's just look real quick. We'll come back here. If you follow me over here, we're going to take a little fuel out of this. So this is an old pickle jar, mason jar. Get on in here. Wherever you can, whatever you can, clear glass. That's the way we use to test whether there's water in fuel. You can fill it up and then the water will separate from the fuel and you can see it through the glass. So how do we know if the gas is good? Number one, regular gasoline is kind of a straw color, almost not yellow, more like straw color. I was raised on a farm, so I know what straw looks like, but that's good gas. That's the right color. Now it'll get a darker color as it begins to turn and go bad. And of course, the number one test is smell. Now, gas with ethanol in it doesn't last as long. What? Gas with, it'll turn in 3 to 6 months without treatment. So you got to treat it over the winter, and it's got to be fresh when you treat it if you want it to be good in spring. So if you haven't been riding your bike much and you got half a tank in it, don't just fill it with fresh fuel and treat it and think it's going to be good at the end of the winter, because it's not. This feels good. Fuel without ethanol tastes a whole, or smells a whole lot better than this. No, I wouldn't do it. Okay, so back to the carburetor. I'm going to call this fuel good. As you can see, this is what happens when the aluminum on the insides of these carburetors, when they get old and they've been let sit for years and years and years, and I don't know what the history of the bike is before me, but it's 30 years old, so somebody had it for 25 years before I had it-ish. And what happens is the aluminum mixes with the fuels that sits in here, and it turns green, like, and it'll gook up everything up in here, these jets, okay? So compare the two. By golly, I'm sorry, but I think these are made off the same molds. I mean, look, right down in here, you see how that's curved and it has a line? And this is curved and has a line. I mean, everything looks exactly the same. Everything. Except for that accelerator pump. I do believe the copyright is passed on the Keen carburetor. So, let's see what this has got in it. I don't remember. I changed them when I put the pipes on it. It has a... Can't see as good as I used to. It has a 180 main jet. Let's pull that out. Big flat screwdriver that fits right down in there. It looks too big, but it's not. You see it turn? Now here's a difference right here. I see a difference. You see how this main jet goes in and this main jet goes in? It's a little different size, isn't it? So we need a 180 main jet. Mm-hmm. We're gonna take that out of there. You say to me, old school, why are you using a crescent wrench? Well, because it's available. And if you're not, you know, hard on things, you can use them. Well, it's clean. You can see through it. 180 main jet. And then right down in here is your secondary jet. If I could point with this, right down in there is the smaller jet. And that's going to be probably somewhere in the 40s. And you're going to have the right tool for the job. I mean, a flat screwdriver that just fits down in there. I've got a couple in my box that I've whittled down over the years and made the right size just so they'll fit down in that slot. But this 300-piece Harbor Freight toolkit, it cost me $99 to become my best friend. I've got $10,000 worth of tools in a Snap or in a Maximizer Mac toolbox. And it sits while I get my Harbor Freight toolkit out, because I can pick it up and take it with me. That thing is so corroded, it's got no numbers left on it. So we're just going to have to make our best guess on what put back in there. And probably a 42. So let's see what the, and I only know that because, you know, you'll know it too, because you're going to start working on old Harleys. That's why you're looking on. That's why you're watching this show. This has got a 170 in it. We need 180. All right. There's a 180 right there, main. And a little jet. There's 42. There's 45. There's 48. 42, 45, 48. What do you suppose it's got in it? Let's see. Hey, remind me when I'm done with this. I'm going to show you how to set the float bowl. Now, especially when you have a new carburetor, you can just about bet it's probably okay. All right. That has a 45 offset. Okay. We're going to go with 48 little jet and a 180 main jet. There we go. You see that whole thing turning out? We can't have that. So it doesn't have like a square one like this one does. It's got like a square one you screw it into. So there's a difference. Huh? It won't make a difference in how it runs, I don't think. But I think just a pair of pliers here, and we could probably get it to come out of there. Yep. 180 and 48. So here's the 48. Now put that in. Tight, but not too tight. Remember, stuff's not made of steel. It's made of brass-ish. Brass-ish. Okay. There we go. Now, float bowl. You see how this one is significantly farther down? Honestly, I think it's just plumb wore out. This is where I would be. And the way you check that is you move that up until it starts to compress. There's a little pin on the end of this valve. And as it begins to compress that pin, see how it's level with the bottom of the carburetor right here? That's where you want it. Where it just closes and then starts to compress the pin, that's perfect. That stops the flow of fuel level. Okay. Now, put this back on. I'm actually pretty hopeful about this carburetor. I have had pretty good luck with these, honestly. And I know it's an American-made motorcycle, but a Can is a Japanese carburetor. So there's a difference. Harley-Davidson has been putting foreign-made parts on their bikes since about 1932. When they sold the rights to making Harley-Davidson's big twins to a company in Japan. Those bikes are still running around to this day, and Harley got this working relationship, survived the economic depression, and made it through. And they've been making, you know, they've been using Showa forks and shocks and Keen carburetors for years and years and years. They're better. That's all there is to it. This is almost ready to go back in. We need to put the carburetor in it, or excuse me, the choke cable in it. Take that out. This goes in. That's in. We're going to use this, which came with this carburetor. We're going to put a fuel filter in line, which is always good. And we are ready to put the carburetor back on the bike. Fuel on. One thing is we want to adjust the idle air mixture screw. I put a fingered one on, so I didn't have to do it with a screwdriver, but you usually use a small screwdriver and go back up in. And we want to go 1.5 turns and a quarter, 1.75 from seated, not hard, just seated, and then back 1.75. Also then, I want to adjust this idle screw so it's just off, just moves that butterfly just a little bit. It should at least allow us to idle. So, moment of truth, huh? Let's see how it does. See how it starts, see if it idles. Let's get it down. I'm blown away. This bike never idled that good. I mean, it came off the choke like that. Wow. Got snap on the throttle. That's a pretty good initial startup. That's very promising. So we'll get this down and take it for its first test drive.
Well, here we go. It's time to take for a test ride.
Let's do it.
To say in conclusion, this bike runs better than it ever has. I guess the real final part of this story is going to be, will it last? Will it continue to run good? Will it stand the test of time? And as long as it runs like this, this is the carburetor that's going to be on my bike. So we saved $700, $600-ish by putting on this carburetor. I am absolutely blown away at the initial performance. So that's where we're at. We'll keep you updated. Like, subscribe, comment on our channel, please. I'd love the communication. I will respond to everything that I possibly can. Hit the notification bell, if you will. We are gonna start producing more content. We're gonna try to produce on a weekly basis. So be ready. From the time we publish this video, we're gonna try to publish once per week. And we'll be publishing on Friday mornings. So get ready for a lot more. We're going to have Jezebel. We're going to have Bad News. We're going to have the 66 get running. And we got the destroyed 78 that we're going to hardtail and make it look super vintage and cool. A serious chopper. So all of that is coming up. We'll see you next time on Vintage Harley's Revive.